about what's going on in the world around you. We'll try to deal with that, help you make it through the morning, actually make it through the day, make today a better day, a good day, from the Doug Steffen Good Day Gang, which includes Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, who is the reason we have a poll today at DougSteffen.com. Which do you prefer? We decided we were going to do this yesterday, with all of the concern from certain advertisers about using the term cheap.
Cheap, cheap,
cheap, cheap. We can change the name. We can still use cheap. But here are the choices. Which do you prefer as a new name for the Queen of Cheap? A, easy living. B, good deal diva. C, the bargain babe. D, goodness, godness of...
Goddess.
The goddess of good deals.
Goddess. Yes. I like being a goddess.
E, frugal fairy.
I have to say I like the good deal diva.
Really?
That's going to be my vote.
All right. What about you, Kenny?
I kind of like that, too. It sounds like good day.
Good deal diva. All right. Yeah. And Roberta? Roberta's
I like easy living because my daughter came up with that one.
I know that. Okay. Good. So vote, and the usual things apply. If I don't like it, we won't do it. But if I do like it, it'll be...
I thought it should just be whatever the results are, right?
No, of course that's right, Jennifer.
Not fair.
That's fair and just. All right. So what are some of the deals we're going to be talking about in a few minutes here, Ms. Cheapster?
Well, if your kid's into those Loom bracelets, we have an incredible deal for you. And if you've got a little girl, you know what I'm talking about. We have deals from Pee Wee and how to give cats food, how to donate food to your favorite kitty cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want more?
Sure.
Free magazines, especially Cosmopolitan. Mm. And Procter & Gamble wants to buy you breakfast.
All right. So coming up in a few minutes, details with Roberta Fasanelli, whether she be the easy living lady. It could be the easy living lady. Maybe that should be the easy.
Easy living lady.
Easy living lady. The good deal diva, the bargain babe, the goddess of good deals, or the frugal fairy. Vote at DougSteffen.com. Yesterday's
frugal fairy.
The frugal. That
sounds funny.
We had
that sounds weird. That one's way out in front, by the way.
Frugal Fairy?
Yes.
How do you think the advertising agency is going to like that? All right. Anyway, we had a store in New England called Frugal Fannies, and they were dispensers of women's clothing, mostly dresses and skirts and that kind of stuff, and they were very good quality and very inexpensive, and they went out of business. There you go. The poll yesterday, does it bother you the movie Captain Phillips might not be accurate?
Let's see. I'm outraged.
29% said, I don't know what that movie is all about anyway. 26% said, yeah, it's Hollywood pushing an agenda. 25% said, yeah, a little bit, but most movies aren't very accurate. Anyway, 21% said, nope, it's just showbiz. There's no biz like showbiz, unless you're in politics. Politics is like showbiz because there's lots of phonies involved and a lot of acting and a lot of lines that need to be learned, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid, a couple of actors, if we ever have seen them, a little fossilized at this point in time. They agreed, but the folks over on the House side didn't. So, as Reid said, the House plan blind decided the Senate. He said the plan could not and would not pass. There was nothing more... Then a blatant attack on bipartisanship being pulled by the Tea Party Republicans in Congress, blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on and on and on. So what thinkest thou about this? 888-302-3684. Interesting story in Los Angeles that Jennifer said she was yelling at me yesterday because I didn't pay attention to this and probably should have. Got lost in all of the focus on some other things. This baggage handler who was arrested because of these ice blasts, and the bail, by the way, was set for this guy at $1 million. He's employed at LAX, taking the stuff from a plane and putting it in plastic bottles that exploded. So what was he trying to do? Jennifer, what's the local rip on this?
We don't know what he was trying to do. We don't know. that's the thing. They just arrested this guy last night. So I'm sure in the next couple of days we'll probably figure out what his motivation was. But I don't know why he... I mean, obviously you're not going to do a lot of damage with dry ice, but it's enough to scare people,
well,
right?
Well, what is his name been publicized?
Yeah, his name... let's see. It was like Giancarlo. He's 28 years old. I'll look it up for you.
Well, is it is it an American name? Middle Eastern name?
It's an American... Well, it's American kind of an... it's an ethnic American name, okay. I would imagine.
DiCarlo Bennett.
There you go.
DiCarlo Bennett?
DiCarlo Bennett.
Huh. Well, listen... Bennett sounds all right. DiCarlo sounds like there. Are there many Italians you know whose first name is DiCarlo, Roberta?
No.
That doesn't sound like a common Italian name.
DiCarlo, no.
Yeah. It sounds like a basketball player's name.
Well, it sounds like a last name.
Yeah, it does.
Like Giuseppe DiCarlo.
Yeah. All right, anyway, this guy, I'm going to bet he's a moron. What do you bet?
You're going to bet that?
I'm betting
probably
this guy.
If he's trying to blow up an airport with dry ice. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, okay. 888-302-3684. Okay, so the typhoon, how many people dead? 7.1 earthquake. Wow, there's all kinds of stuff going on over in that part of the world today. Mudslides in Japan, dozens of people missing after a storm hit the island south of Tokyo. And the storm went up the coast. This is a tough season over there. They got what we were predicted to get. Isn't it interesting how that all works? The hurricane season here is supposed to be horrible. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been one hurricane, mounted
right,
anything.
Yeah.
And
in
all, the weather has gone halfway around the world that was predicted for here, because typhoons are basically the Asian Rim's version of a hurricane.
Right.
And sometimes the winds, even in the rain and the damage, is more serious, because some of those typhoons can really whip up 150, 160, 170 mile an hour winds as they whip across the Pacific. So a lot of destruction there. Pretty close to the end of their season, as it is close to the end of our season. But we can thank whoever it is that we thank. We have certainly other problems, but can you imagine if we'd had another Hurricane Sandy like last
couldn't
year?
Take it with the.
Right.
We already have a hurricane this year. It's called the government shutdown.
Yeah.
We can't take anymore.
Certainly have a problem anyway. The president bestowed the Medal of Honor on William D. Swenson. He was recognized for bravery in the battle against the Taliban in 2009. He asked the president yesterday whether or not he could go back to duty. He wanted to go back to active duty.
Yes, he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. God
now,
love him.
Does the president make those decisions? Could the president make a decision like that? Okay,
sure.
Pal, you're in.
Well, he's
commander-in-chief,
yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
So he could
sure.
do that.
Hmm. He's the head dude.
Head dude. Yep, well. Excuse me. I think it's a good time for a commercial. What do you say? 888-302-3684. Heart Factors Plus. I'm going to do that again. We ought to have an echo chamber here.
We kind of did.
Heart Factors Plus, an all-natural formula boosting nitric oxide. Say it again. I was talking to a nurse. She didn't know what nitric oxide was, and I was kind of surprised. Isn't in gas form, that's the silly gas, isn't it?
That's nitrous, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought that's what it was. What's the silly gas? When you laughing gas. Isn't that
nitrous oxide?
It's nitrous, not
nitrous.
Nitric.
I believe it is nitrous oxide.
Nurse Jennifer, would you do the research on this, please, and let me know?
Yes.
All right. Anyway, the nitric oxide that you're taking to your body through Heart Factors Plus widens your arteries, widens your veins, improves their ability to move blood around your entire system, whether it's down there, whether it's up here, whether it's way up there. It is the best way for you to stay healthy. Get that blood around into your heart, into your organs, into your head, all the areas that you need blood. And it does it safely and naturally. Both your blood pressure and performance linked to better blood flow. A lot of men, a lot of women are calling 800-577-8560. Get your first supply free when you mention Doug Steffen. Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days at 800-577-8560. It's the all-new non-prescription way to protect your heart and your organs. 800-577-8560. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. If you don't see results, you don't have to pay. Simple. 800-577-8560. Promote healthy blood pressure with Heart Factors Plus, a healthy body and a healthy mind as well. 800-577-8560. Call them right now while you're thinking about it.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals. Let's get it
started. Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Wow, whichever it is that she is, the easy living lady, the good deal diva, the bargain babe, the goddess of good deals, the frugal fairy.
The frugal fairy.
Vote for the new preferred name in the poll position right-hand side of the homepage at DougStefan.com. Meanwhile, we have the usual items. Well, not the usual items, the usual ambiance here, but new items every day, Roberta.
Yes, we do. Today we have loom bracelets. Now, if you've got a preteen girl, you know what I'm talking about. All the kids are making these things. They're just really, really popular. So we have a whole bunch of deals for you. You can get them at Christmas, you know, for holiday or Christmas presents or whatever, or just as a birthday gift. Some of them start as little as a penny at Amazon.com, but a whole bunch of loom deal bracelets for you. Pee-wee. I know, Jen, you love Pee-wee. We've got a coupon here at DougStefan.com for buy one entree, get one free.
Wait a minute. This isn't Pee-wee Herman. This is not P-E-E.
Yeah, I don't know what Pee-wee is.
W-E-E. This is P-E-I.
P-E-I-W-E-I.
What is that?
It's an Asian food chain.
Really?
It's kind of like the McDonald's.
Are you going to be excited about going into a food chain that begins with P?
A Pee-wee.
Pee-wee?
Maybe it's Pie-Y. I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah, well, the E comes before I.
Yeah, P-I-Y.
It should be Pei-Wei.
Yeah. Pei-Wei? Pei-Wei? Okay. I think it looks like Pee-Wee to me.
Close to Piggly Wiggly. Keep going.
Probably just dumb. We have a way for you to donate cat food through 9 Lives. It's to animal shelters, so sheltering, you know, feral cats and what have you. We've got a free Cosmopolitan magazine subscription for you, telling you how to get more on. And P&G, Procter & Gamble, wants to get you free breakfast. And we tell you how to do it at DougStefan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Idiots. Not to be confused with the cast of characters on the Good Day program. At the time, Rick Dees was still doing mornings in Memphis. It was during this week in 1976 that this song made it all the way to number one. Is this a song? Would you say this was a song?
Sure.
Huh? All right. Anyway, he was number one with Disco. This is part one, by the way. And this is what got him to Los Angeles. I remember I was talking to him one day about this. Mm-hmm. He's actually quite a good guy.
Oh, you know him.
He's a good guy. And I remember teasing him. I knew his first wife, and that's how I got to know him.
That's always tough.
Yeah. Well, no, she was okay. They had a reasonable. But they've anyway. That's not important to the story. Rick Dees has a very good sense of timing, if nothing else. He also had a good sense of humor, and he just was able to put... He's one of those people, one of those rare individuals, and there have been maybe a dozen, two if you stretch it, who really, during the 70s, the 80s, the early to mid-90s, epitomized what the morning disc jockey was all about.
I listened to him every day on my way to school.
He was terrific, really terrific. And now he can't even find an audience. He's not on the air on any of the Los Angeles stations, which is a crime.
Well, he does the countdown and stuff.
Yeah. He's doing a weekend countdown. But I'm talking about every morning he should be on. He should have been on K-Earth. And these fools at CBS, they would have they're doing okay with K-Earth in the morning as far as ratings are concerned. But all he wanted was to be able to have access to Dan Mason, who runs CBS Radio, and they wouldn't give it to him. If I've got a problem, a guy like Dees wants to go to the top, and they wouldn't let him. So they lost on him, and he lost on a deal that actually would have been good for everybody. Anyway, that's a little inside radio. But as far as good disc jockeys are concerned, he was one of the best, really. And that song was so much fun. Play a little more of that. It's just so foolish. Michael, play a little more. And from this, where's Bob? You got Bob's number, Michael?
Bob can do Donald, that's for
call,
sure.
Call Bob's number now.
You're going to wake him up at this hour?
He's awake. He's listening to the program.
He's 7:30.
That's right. He's on the East Coast now. I totally forgot.
Exactly. Right. He does the best duck of anybody that I've ever heard. That means more to me than pretty much anything else he does. Is he there?
That's me.
Oh, that's you? Is that you, really? That's you, Jennifer?
Yes, that's me.
Really? All right, Michael, did you get Bob?
Not yet.
He actually...
Here's what it would sound like.
Can you do that sound? This is foolish time, by the way, folks. Jennifer does it. Can you, Roberta, do that? Kenny?
I can do other animal sounds.
Yeah, I know you can.
Quack.
Quack.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, actually, that's not bad, Jennifer. I've never heard you do that before.
Surprise you every day.
Yes, you do. All right, Mike, are you waiting for tomorrow to get to him or what?
It's Michael's birthday, by the way.
Are you there? Yeah, he's there.
So much better.
All right.
Hi, Donald.
Hello.
Do you hear what I just said? I said that what makes you most valuable to me is this, not anything else that you do for me. Huh? Oh, my God. This is, well, anyway, come on. We got to get back to business here. All right. Thank you, Mr. Duck. Bye. Marvin.
Hi.
Marvin the Duck. Marvin's best friend was Dudley the Duck. All right, so we get back to the issues at hand in a few moments here. This is Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, with a phenomenal number of couples today postponing childbirth so they can each establish a career, a pet naturally becomes the kid in the household. But inevitably, things change. The couple begins to prepare for the birth of a child and family life. What happens to the pet in this situation? Like the first child, confused and perhaps angry about the arrival of his new brother or sister, he may feel insecure, neglected, and depressed. All animals need a lot of preparation for the new arrival. I recommend people prepare by bringing a doll into their household and treating the doll like a real baby, bringing the bassinet into the household, actually making a recording of what babies sound like and playing that at a low volume to your dog or cat, increasing it gradually over a period of time. And all of the people that used to come over and ooh and ah over the puppy or the kitten are now going to come over and ooh and ah over the baby. That's going to cause animosity. Make sure they stop, spend plenty of time with your dog or cat, give them dog or cat a new gift, a hug and a kiss. Everyone will be fine, and kids that grow up with pets are better off. So go ahead, keep that dog and the baby. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Yes, it is one of my favorites. All right, so we have lots of things to talk about, the most important stories of the day here and what they mean to you. A lot of discussion still about the shutdown, whether we're going to go into default. People don't get the real essence of this. Continuing this foolishness is just asking for more trouble. So how do we handle it, if you will? 888-302-3684. One of the alleged terrorists captured in Libya pleads not guilty. The alleged suspect of the 1998 U.S. embassy bombings in Africa pled not guilty, of course. That's a shocker for you. Abu Anas al-Libi.
I'm sorry, what?
Anas al-Libi.
What's
Anas. Maybe that's Abu Anas al-Libi. Only one for me. He was on the FBI's most wanted list before he was captured on the streets of Libya in October. Was that first weekend in October, I think it was, right? Then he was interrogated on a ship, appeared for the first time in New York yesterday. Roberta, how do you feel having that guy in New York? She doesn't care.
Great.
Great. That's good.
Yeah, great.
Thank you for that comment. Stimulating,
yeah,
too.
Really, really, really great.
His move was hastened because officials said that his health is failing. This guy's only 49. What's the matter with him? He was a member
of... Imagine if you're going to blow yourself up, you're not really concerned with your longevity.
He apparently has hepatitis C.
Exactly.
Yeah. See?
Oh, okay.
Right.
My dad got that.
Really?
Yeah.
But he lived to be, what, 80-something, didn't he?
86.
Yeah. All right, so it's not
but
a death
But he got it late in life because he got it from a blood transfusion.
Isn't that all like HIV... By the way,
well, yeah, he had it just before they were screening blood. They were screening for HIV, but they weren't screening for Hep C at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now they screen for Hep C as well.
Yeah,
but Hep C, it means you either get it. Now the interesting thing about Hep C is you either get it from certain kinds of adult activities, or you
drugs
get it from
sex,
intravenous
right?
drug use.
Yeah, drugs and sex.
More drugs now
than
sex.
Basically.
Yeah.
So you wonder what this guy was doing that he got this. Being the devout Muslim that he probably is.
Isn't.
He is.
Well, they all have. They love porno. Muslims love porno. Former, speaking of that,
politicians.
San Diego Mayor Bob Filner.
I knew you were going there.
Yeah.
Apparently that Filner headlock is not a good idea after all.
Pled guilty yesterday to sexual harassment charges involving at least three women. One of the more serious charges alleged false imprisonment by violence, fraud,
that's the Filner headlock, by the way.
And deceit.
Wow.
And the local constabulary did not elaborate on these circumstances. Jennifer, however, is happy to elaborate. 17
women.
Hey,
put her in a headlock to keep her there.
Yeah. Why? What else was he?
And then he would take other women out to Marie Callender's. The guy was class. Class all the way.
Marie Callender's. You can get a good meal there for $10, can't you?
Sure can. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, he'd been on the job less than 9 months. He was elected for a 4-year term. That's fraud. the first woman to go public was his communications director. She claimed that Filner asked her to work without panties on.
Well, it's your lucky day, Mayor.
Where do these
people... You never asked that of us, boss.
He already knows we do.
We're in our pajamas.
Oh, my God. 888-302-3684. Okay, the Dodgers lost. Red Sox won.
You have to keep saying it.
Well,
why
I'm just giving people the story behind the story. All right, here's Lenny, who's...
Where's Squiggy?
Who's your what?
Where's Squiggy?
Squiggy. Squiggy?
Just go.
No.
Just go.
Lenny is here with a focus on not fixing the blame. Thank you. Let's fix the problem, Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
This finger-pointing situation, that blame game thing, we're past that issue. We have to resolve the problems in this country and be united. They're working for the United States of America. They have to act like they're united themselves.
Agreed.
And anyone that thinks they're not exonerated from the repercussions from whatever decisions they make, and that includes their families, their grandparents, their children, no more this politics different. I've never seen so many different entities as far as Greenpeace, Tea Party, Republican, Democrat, all this different kind of entities now. We got to stand united in this country. We fought for this country. I'm proud of this country, and I want to continue to be a proud nation. We need to resolve these problems with educated personnel, people that know we claim to be all members of Mensa here in this Congress situation. What's that like?
Yeah, right. Michael, if you were really good as a when we decided he was an operator, right? Michael was a really good operator. He would have had the Brotherhood of Man with the song United We Stand. Remember that from, about, what, 74, 75? Kenny,
no.
Remember?
Never heard of it.
We weren't alive then, sir.
You never heard of it?
No.
All right, but look it up and see if you can't find it, Michael, now that I've given
What's the suggestion.
It's called United We Stand by the Brotherhood of Man. It was a white label with black lettering on it, and it's 3 minutes and 37 seconds long. How's that for a memory? Pretty good, huh, Kenny? I'm sure how many times I must have played the damn thing. As in the old disc jockey mode. All right, so Michael's trying to answer some phones, and he's trying to find us the old Brotherhood of Man. Meanwhile, let's listen to Deborah, who has Good Day On in Alabama.
I feel like we're just kicking the can down the road. We're not giving people any idea of how we're going to get rid of this debt. We're in so much debt now. I don't understand how you can keep extending to the point where we're bankrupting the country. When you grow up in a conservative family, the first thing you learn is not to spend more than you bring in. My father was an accountant. He taught us point blank, if you spend more, give me a checkbook, send your credit card. We're getting rid of it. We have to learn to live within our means. We're wasting so much money with this government. I heard some programs the other day. We even give money to someone who's researching shrimp or running on a treadmill. And you go, who is granting this kind of mess?
Hey.
Sooner or later, it's got to be stopped. And I want to know how. I'd like to know when somebody's going to stand up and put their foot down.
Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you. 888-302-3684. All right, let's, I don't know, we got two or three more people that want to be heard here. Let's, how much time we got? All right, Tom, Rob in California on Congress.
I don't think they're going to make the connection. I don't think there's going to be a deal done. You know, I think what they should have underneath back there at the Congress is the federal debt calendar for the federal debt clock showing how much every 10 minutes and every hour our country goes into debt. People don't want to realize and deal with the debt. And I believe the Tea Party, even though I'm not a member of it, is getting a black eye because they're bringing that attention to America saying, look at the debt, look at the debt. And everybody wants to run right past that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're right about that. Okay, let's. I think we got enough of that. You never found that song, Michael? What's going on there? I thought you were on the spot, on the job. This is Michael's birthday. He seems to be full of vim, vigor, and vitality, isn't he, Jennifer?
Yes. Happy birthday, Michael.
All right, he wants
happy
me to
birthday,
talk to you.
Happy birthday, Michael.
All right, so we'll do James here.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, Mikey. Hey, James says happy birthday.
Hi, James, listening to KTSM in El Paso. What's up, James?
Well, how are you, brother? I haven't talked to you probably in over a year.
No, what a shame.
I'm back on midnight now.
All right.
I got one thing to say. How's Rich McFadden doing?
McFadden
and
is doing, he's coming back. He's going through treatment for a Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. But he's
oh, my God. I don't want to hear that.
Okay, well, turn your radio
off. Anyway, I know Jennifer is good.
Yeah. I'm
radio
great.
Off, sir.
You called for a reason other than to say hi to us. We're happy you called to say hi.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You remember Robert the Redneck?
Oh, my God. We loved Robert the Redneck.
I got some pretty good jokes. I'll call him in later on someday. Anyway, on this Congress deal, these so-called brain people.
You know what, James? I love you.
Yeah. Keep going, James.
What?
Keep going.
I'm the guy that lived real close to Hell, Michigan. Do you remember that?
We do. You're burning up daylight here. Let's go.
Okay. The congressmen that are screwing up both sides that are responsible for keeping it off should get a 30-day suspension on their damn pay. Then maybe they'd go to work and work for the public.
I think you're right about that. All right, James, thank you. And you do sound a little like...
Can we keep him as a co-host?
He's he does sound a little like...
Can we keep him?
Robert the Redneck.
All right, here we go. I'll trade you Michael for a James.
Michael found the brotherhood of man. Crank it up, Michael.
If the world around you falls apart, my love, then I'll still be here. And if the going gets too hard along the way, just you call out.
We'll be together.
You guys do realize the only reason this song was played is so that Doug can sing.
No, I wasn't thinking about singing with it, but it is a good song.
Come on.
It's one of those studio groups headed by, what's his name, Tony?
The Tiger.
No. This guy would sing all.
Hillard?
What was it?
Hillard?
No, that's the beginning with a B.
I see Tony Hillard, Tony Burrows.
Tony Burrows. Yep, that's who it was. Tony Burrows. Bob and I could go through a list of a dozen songs by a dozen different groups. They're all studio. They would sit in the studio and they'd be fooling around between sessions for big recording acts and artists. And the Archies, that was Burroughs. All of those foolish songs like that. And this song was actually a pretty good song. It went to number one, like, boom. As soon as people heard it, it was one of those really great songs that you remember. And so anyway, there you go. Thank you, Michael, for finding that. Appreciate it. Happy birthday. Jennifer has a television report that you will not believe how good it is. In just a moment, here on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
OfficeMax understands that time and money are invaluable to every business owner, no matter what the size of your company. And having the right support services can make a powerful difference in both. That's where we come in. Count on our knowledgeable associates at the new OfficeMax Services Center to get your business what it needs, from marketing materials and web solutions to payment processing and so much more. Stop in and learn more about all the services we offer, or visit us online at officemax.com/services.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Jennifer Horn and the television report here on Good Day. Last night, in case you didn't follow the voice, Matthew Shuler, Kat Robichaud, Ray Bordeaux were the winners in the face-off of the various teams. And then CeeLo, Jennifer, took Team Blake's Monica Lee, who lost to Bordeaux.
Ooh, there's over a steal.
So how does that work? Why do they steal them from
one? I think the judges get two steals during the battle, so if one team loses a player, another judge can pick it up, that player up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, news today about how much it costs to buy an ad in shows like The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, it's expensive. In case you ever wanted to know, if you ever wanted to advertise your local business, all you need is a cool $326,260. Mm-hmm. That's for a 30-second spot during The Big Bang Theory. That's over $60,000 more than the next bestseller, which happens to be The Voice. That costs about $264,000, followed by Modern Family, The Simpsons, and Fox's New Girl, which is kind of a surprise. $231,000 there. Now, great news if you're a fan of Tina Fey, and a lot of people are, and Amy Poehler. They've signed on to host the Golden Globes for not one, but 2 years. The Hollywood Foreign Press announced yesterday Tina and Amy will return as the hosts for the 70th and 71st Golden Globe Awards. The 70th is scheduled to air on January 12th on NBC. Speaking of money, and lots of it, and I think we got into the wrong medium of the industry, Dougie.
Yeah.
It pays to be a star, apparently, on Two and a Half Men. Forbes every year ranks the stars on TV, so this is the richest men on TV. Ashton Kutcher is the highest paid man on TV. He is making 24...
Not necessarily the richest men, but the people being paid the more.
$24 million a year. John Cryer comes in at number two, $21 million a year, even though I think that should be backwards. Mm-hmm. Ray Romano gets $16 million at number three. Mark Harmon at number four gets $15 million. Neil Patrick Harris at $15 mil. Rounding out the list, Patrick Dempsey, Tim Allen, Angus T. Jones, who also was on Two and a Half Men. He makes $11 million a year. Michael C. Hall at number nine. And 10 is Charlie Sheen, formerly of Two and a Half Men. He makes $10 million.
All right, so Ray Romano's money, is he on a television show now?
He's developing another TV show right now, actually.
All right, so then that's residual stuff. So what do you call it ought to be there, too?
He's been on Parenthood quite a bit.
Oh, yeah?
He's been on Parenthood.
Yeah,
he had
making $15 million for that.
He had that middle-aged men show,
right. Jerry Seinfeld, though, I thought was making $30 million a year from the reruns of the Seinfeld show.
Maybe these are current shows. Who knows?
Yeah, but that's why I asked the question about Romano. What's he in?
He's in Parenthood, and he was in Men of a Certain Age, which I think just got canceled not too long ago.
Yeah, that'll pay him $15 million for that. All right. Anyway, I'm glad you brought that to our attention, Jennifer. 51 past the hour on the day.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
What are we, 53 after the hour. It's time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein, who runs the pet show every weekend. A lot of great radio stations are enthralled and excited to have the influence of Mr. Eckstein not only on their listeners, but on their pets as well. So listeners and pets benefit from listening to the wisdom of Warren Eckstein, who's going to talk about whether or not prosthetics work on pets in a matter of moments right here on Good Day.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidator's second annual fall flooring yard sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from 139. Pre-finished hardwood from just 159. Plus special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our fall flooring yard sale. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There are pets that have been receiving prosthetic limbs. I don't know that this is new, but is there a new twist to this, a new wrinkle to this, Warren?
You know, it's something really close to me, Doug. I work with a group. There's a group out of Maryland called Pets with Disabilities. It's run by a friend of mine. As a matter of fact, I wrote the foreword for her book. And for years, you know, they've been using wheelchairs for dogs that have hip problems and whatever. But now the prosthetics are really doing well. I've seen a lot of dogs with artificial limbs that really do well. As a matter of fact, recently saw a dog that actually lost three legs, and because of two artificial limbs, limbs is now able to live a pretty normal life. So I think one of the benefits about animals is that what we find with humans helps pets, and what we find with pets medically often helps humans.
Yeah. All right. Would you say that would extend to the, this is Leave It to San Francisco, they're offering condoms for male dogs that have not been neutered? Or is there a twist to this that we don't get?
Here's the headline I got over my Facebook today. Warren, San Francisco SPCA offers pet condoms to sex-addicted dogs and cats. That's the... Well, you got to read into this. It's a great idea because, as you know, someone asked me that the other day on the show, on the pet show. They called up and said, listen, my dog is always humping my leg. And my response was, don't feel flattered. He's not trying to have sex with you. He's trying to dominate you. Uh-huh. But anyway, the bottom line here with this is what they do is when people call the number given out by the San Francisco SPCA, they're not going to get condoms for their dog. What they're going to get is a message that says, spay or neuter, that's the real fix, and please call this number for an appointment. But it's a great way to get attention. Obviously, it got yours and
got
mine.
Attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You've been blogging about pets and pain and how you know when your dog or your cat or your pet is in pain. How do you know? I mean, I can remember Charlotte in a couple of circumstances when we cut her nails too close, winced and yelled with
pain. Yeah.
I don't remember ever hearing her express any kind of pain at all other than that in her entire life.
Well, you know, dogs and cats are kind of like people that way, Doug. There are certain ones that are silent sufferers. When they're not feeling good or they have some pain, they'll go off on their own. Then there are the hypochondriac dogs and cats where if they sneeze, they come over to mommy or daddy for a hug and a kiss. The bottom line is the best way to tell if your dog or cat is in pain is to watch them carefully when they're not in pain. In other words, if you know what your dog or cat looks like every day, I mean, I stare at my pets. Well, I'm a little crazy anyway, but I know what they look like when they're feeling good. So if there's any change, I really take a closer look. And sometimes I can see if they're in pain just by the look in their eyes, or their ears may be back, or the tail may be between their legs. All of that is indicative of pain. So it's a good idea to know what your dog or cat looks like when they're feeling good. This way, if they're not feeling good, you can tell and take whatever action you need to take.
Are the ears more indicative than anything else?
The ears and the tail, when it comes to pain, generally speaking, the ears will go back almost flat against the head if the dog is in pain. Mm-hmm. And with the tail, usually the tail will come down and between the legs, which is a sign of fear or a sign of pain. But again, if you know your dog's body language or your cat's body language when they're feeling good, it's a lot easier to know when something's wrong.
Did you see the picture of that sea monster that came out of the water off the beach of California? I think it was off Catalina, as a matter of fact. Do you see that thing?
Absolutely amazing. I'm not going back in the water until I figure out what the heck it is.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Check out the picture and the story of that at DougStephan.com. And you can find...
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.